When Sonoma County, when the calendar starts to turn, Sonoma County starts going outside. And this is no exception. Beginning tonight, the Party on the Plaza Music Festival at Roner Park is underway and takes place all through the summer. And Kathy Slack is here. She is, oh gosh, I don't know. Your resume is a little tough to decipher, but she works here at KSRO and the other radio stations that are here in our family. She is also a very accomplished singer, performing now with the Pointless Sisters.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and also at the helm of Party on the Plaza. Welcome.
Why, thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you, too. So Party on the Plaza begins tonight.
Yes.
And that's a perfect time to begin. What's on tap for this Friday night?
Well, how perfect is this? The band is called Choppin' Broccoli.
Choppin' Broccoli.
At the farmer's market, right?
Oh, now I get the association. Okay,
there
Choppin'
you go.
Broccoli. Now, can you describe the music of Choppin' Broccoli, she asked hesitantly.
Yes, it's broccoli music. No, it is an 80s tribute band. They're fantastic.
Really?
They're so fun, tongue-in-cheek. You know, they wear bad wigs, and the audience loves them.
Choppin' Broccoli.
Yes.
I'm still trying to get the connection here, and I have a feeling that's just not going to happen.
I don't know. Yes.
So it's obviously outdoor concerts. Where does it take place?
So we're at the intersection of State Farm Drive and Roner Park Expressway in City Center Plaza. So it's right in front of Public Safety in the library. We have no trouble there.
Yeah, I bet you don't. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful plaza. The city built it 10 years ago to have a city center.
So that every city should have one.
Yes, yes. And so that you could have events and pull the community together. So there was the opening day event 10 years ago. And then with my experience playing at festivals and outdoor events and being involved in some locally, I went to the mayor at the time. Who is the mayor now? Pam Stafford.
Yes, indeed. She is.
And I said, look, Roner Park needs a music series and a farmer's market. And here's how you do it. You get the farmer's market. You get live bands and you get adult beverages. This is wine country.
That's however. True. Yes, indeed. It's a Friday night after all.
Right. She thought it was a great idea. I had some experience finding sponsors to help underwrite things like this. And so we got together. Then we got together meetings with the city and they found somebody to run the farmer's market part of that. Because that is not my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, everybody needs their own department.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And so I found the bands. We had a very small budget. And off we went. The first year was 6 concerts. And now this year is 14.
14. So is it every Friday night between now and the end of summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. Very, very nice.
June 1st through August 31st. It's been so fun for me to be able to bring all my friends' bands and hear them, because when you're a local musician, you don't get to go out and just listen to people all the time because you're working.
Exactly right.
So it's a treat. And we try to make it fun. I think we've accomplished that. We, as you can see from the list, and it's really
varied, the music that's available at
yeah.
Party on the Plaza in Roner Park, that's for sure.
Well, Sonoma County has great musicians. We are just so lucky.
No question.
So lucky. So, you know, from 80s music, classic rock, of course, country, we've got Beatles Flashback, who started in Sonoma County. They're based out of Reno now, but they still come back. In fact, I think they're playing this weekend a couple shows locally. So they do Hot August Nights up there in Reno.
That's
and everything.
Big.
They're a great tribute to the Fab Four. Then, of course, my band's playing. It's the Pointless Sisters Rock and Show Band. And we love to be able to be out there and have folks just,
I love
you
the
know.
Pointless Sisters.
Well, thank you,
yeah.
Girl Power. But we let the boys play with us, too. We've got blues. We've got old school R&B. It's kind of a who's who of musicians,
yeah,
in Sonoma
County. Yeah, it
really County.
Is.
On August 10th, the Dylan Black Project is coming. And the gentleman who runs that band, his name is not Dylan Black, but he is a firefighter in Oakland, and he lost his home. He lives up here in Fountain Grove.
So, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Too many of those stories that we've heard,
but
for
sure.
But
we're so excited that he's out there making music, making people feel happy. And I know that that was something that helped get me through everything that we've been through as a community. And as musicians, we're asked often, but we love to be able to help fundraisers and so forth.
Well, musicians have been there from the start. In fact, Buzzy Martin and friends showed up immediately at all the shelters in Sonoma County with their instruments and started singing and playing.
So besides being so talented, the local musicians also have that servant's heart.
Yep.
They really do. We've also got towards the end another 80s tribute band called Aquanet.
Now, that name makes way more sense to me than Chopping Broccoli.
Well, you know, we can't take these guys to band name school, but, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look what we're talking about.
I've heard Aquanet. They are good.
They are. And then, of course, Rohnert Park's favorite garage band, the Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought that was a movie rating system, but no.
It is both. Not the same people.
No, probably
this
not.
This one is led by another great community member, Gerard Judice, who runs Sally Tomatoes. Thus, Rotten Tomatoes.
Hence the name, yeah.
Hence the name. Well, so besides all the great live music, the adult beverages, which, by the way, it's a nonprofit booth, so it's split between the Rotary there in Rohnert Park and the Cotati Rohnert Park Education Foundation. And they
very good.
Sell
very good
beer, wine, and Vera's margaritas. and then we have sponsors. So Paradise Pet Resort has been with us all 9 years as the title sponsor. You'll see them out there. We've got the Hooters girls come out every week.
With their wings?
They bring free wings. And they bring hula hoops. And they have a blast with the kids. It's really fun.
It's just something you wouldn't imagine seeing at the farmer's market, but there you go.
It's
this
Rohnert
is
Park.
Sonoma County.
Yes, it is. We also are supported by Sonoma Clean Power. They have gone and helped to support all of the farmer's market music series up and down the 101.
And while I'm thinking, I can't get it out of my head, the Chopping Broccoli thing. And I'm thinking, is that a song? Because it reminded me of a song, but thanks to Stacy, now we know it was done by Dana Carvey.
Yes,
back in the '80s.
What is it? Broccoli.
Yes, that's what it was. Thank you very
See,
much.
See, I'm a trained singer. Don't try this at home.
I know we do occasionally. We can't help ourselves, but you're right. Leave it to the professionals. Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah.
So it starts tonight. What is the time of the farmer's market?
It does 5 to 8.
5 to 8. Perfect.
And the music starts at 5:30. And we oftentimes will also have the Rohnert Park Humane Society come in and bring a pet of the week and introduce it to the audience. They have adopted every single pet that they've brought.
I like that story.
And then we will sometimes have some community groups entertain at the break when the band takes a break. And so we've got a mixture of children's theater groups, martial artists. What else have we had? We even had reptiles once.
You never know what's going to show up at the party on the plaza in Rohnert Park. Kathy, thanks for being here. I'd wish
pleasure.
You good luck, but I know you don't need it. It's a great showing of people that show up at the plaza in Rohnert Park. It begins tonight from 5 till 8 p.m., and we will see you there. Thanks, Kath.
Thank you.